People have long looked for ways to prevent and explain crime. Scientists in the 19th century wanted to know how the brain acted as a moral compass, steering us away from temptation and sin. Now that researchers understand the complexity of mental function, they're pursuing less lofty goals, like figuring out how the brain directs us to the supermarket and back. And as John Hamilton reports, they're making remarkable progress.
When it comes to navigation, a veteran cab driver is a neurological marvel.
Air and Space Museum, please.
Right.
Charles Williams has been driving a cab in Washington, D.C. for 25 years. He knows exactly how to get me from NPR to the museum.
Come down 6, the Constitution, make a right, over to 7, take a left, go up to Jefferson, and take another left, you're there.
Can you see all that in your head? Do you have a map in your head?
I must have.
Scientists know such internal maps depend on an area of the brain called the hippocampus. A study of cab drivers in London found a part of that area actually expanded to hold all the information. But researchers hadn't known much about what individual brain cells were doing during navigation. You can't monitor individual cells without surgically implanting electrodes in the brain, something your average cabbie isn't going to go for. So a team from UCLA and Brandeis University came up with a clever idea. They would test people who already had electrodes in their brains as part of a treatment for severe epilepsy. 7 patients volunteered. A researcher brought a laptop computer to their hospital beds and asked them to play a video game that has them become a taxi driver.
The passengers appear randomly in the town and ask to be taken to randomly chosen destinations, which are stores.
Michael Kahana is one of the Brandeis researchers. He says the goal of the game is to earn as much money as possible. And that requires the players, just like real cab drivers, to develop an accurate internal map.
They learn that the toy store is located in the northwest corner and the coffee shop perhaps in the southeast corner. And as they learn, we are able to see how individual cells are responding to what it is that they see, where it is that they're going, and where it is that they are situated within the city.
The experiment monitored more than 300 individual brain cells in each player, recording precisely when each cell became active. Kahana says it became clear that navigation involves at least 3 types of cells.
First of all, there are cells that respond very actively when you appear in a particular spot within the town, and other cells respond in another spot, and yet other cells in another spot. So the community of these cells in the brain together are basically telling you where you are in the city.
Kahana says another group of cells responded when people saw a particular landmark.
And finally, and perhaps most interestingly, we found cells that told you what you were looking for. If your goal was to bring your passenger to the coffee shop, then that coffee shop goal cell would fire.
And it would keep firing until the passenger was dropped off at the coffee shop. Dr. Itzhak Fried is a neurosurgeon at UCLA and a co-author of the study, which appears in this week's issue of the journal Nature. He says the results offer the first glimpse ever of the process that allows humans to form maps and navigate from place to place. One potential weakness with the research is that it involved people whose brains have been affected by severe epilepsy. But Fried says there's no reason to think that affected the way their brains navigated.
It would be very difficult to explain something like this on the basis that there is also epilepsy in the brain, because it fits so well with other lines of research,
including the research on cab drivers. Kahana says the brains of cab drivers probably reconfigured during years of driving to accommodate millions of specialized cells, cells that tell them precisely where they are, where they're going, and when they've reached their destination.
Well, this is it.
Great.
John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you very much.
All right.
How much will that be?
$6.50. No charge for the information.